in big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Astro cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Astro card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Astro.
Good evening. The headline. Investor objects to lawsuit over Pimple Island's tourism project in Siavonga. NGOCC decries the 2026 budget as insufficient for women's needs. And in global news, at least 39 dead in crush at political rally in India. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. VSPH Investment Limited, a construction company acting on behalf of Savi Beach Resorts, has objected to claims by 19 concerned citizens and business owners who sued it alongside Siavonga Town Council, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Attorney General on the 13th of September, seeking cancellation of a proposed construction of a zipline and honeymoon capsules from the mainland of Lake Kariba to the Pimple Islands. In a defense filed on the 19th of September, the company denied the allegations and said its activities on Pimple Island are limited to mobilization works carried out in anticipation of obtaining the necessary permits from Siavonga Council and ZEMA. The firm told the court that the project received conditional approval from Siavonga Council on the 2nd of April 2025 and that it has applied to the relevant authorities while awaiting completion of due processes, as the development is designed to comply with environmental impact assessment requirements. The company further submits that it engaged local chiefdoms with whom it entered a memorandum of understanding to support community initiatives, and that mobilization was halted in line with council guidance. The SPH argues that the claims by the 19 citizens and business owners amount to an attempt to impede legitimate tourism development, and urged the court to dismiss the petition for lacking merit. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has expressed disappointment over the proposed 2026 national budget, saying it shows little to no traction in allocating funds to fight known pandemics or curb gender-based violence, despite being a prevalent human rights violation against women. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamera notes that the budget has failed to demonstrate a commitment to gender equality, with no specific resources allocated for vulnerable citizens, particularly women, girls, and persons with disabilities. Mrs. Anamela has questioned the budget theme of consolidating economic and social gains towards a prosperous, resilient, and equitable Zambia when it has failed to allocate targeted resources to address social equity. She says NGOCC therefore calls for a more gender-responsive budget that prioritizes the empowerment and protection of women and girls, stating that without targeted action, the theme of equity remains an illusion. And NGOCC has criticized government's decision to increase the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, while reducing allocations to critical sectors like health, social protection, education, and agriculture.
For NGOCC, the gender lens is critical. Hence, as we review this plan, NGOCC is focused on one question. How does the 253.1 billion kwacha budget empower the women, youth, and other marginalized communities of Zambia? The true consolidation of gains cannot happen if social equity is not explicitly resourced. We're looking for bold, measurable budget lines that accelerate progress towards gender equality, not just maintenance of the status quo. The increase in the national cake must be reflected in the size of the slices for those traditionally left with crumbs. Therefore, the theme of equity remains an illusion without targeted action.
Kankoyo Member of Parliament, Hudson Mabeta, has commended government's initiative to rehabilitate the Mufulira Mokambo Mansa Road, commonly known as the Pedicle Road. Mr. Mabeta says this critical infrastructure project, announced by Finance Minister Situmbeko Musokotwane during the presentation of the 2026 national budget last Friday, will significantly enhance connectivity between the Copperbelt and Lwapula provinces via the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says the rehabilitation of the Pedicle Road will provide a vital transportation link, facilitating the easy movement of goods and people between the two provinces. Mr. Mabeta adds that upgrading the road and modernizing the Mokambo border facility will stimulate economic growth, create employment opportunities, and increase trade facilitation in the region. He further states that the project is expected to alleviate congestion at the Kasumbalesa border post, reduce transit times and transportation costs, and promote smooth trade flows.
I want to thank President Akande Silama through the Minister of Finance for having considered and heard the cry of the people of Mufulira to make Mufulira a transit town by extending the construction of the road from Undola to Sakanya to Mufulira through Mukambo, Mansa, via Chembe. This road will ensure that even the Pedico Road, which has been a problem for so many years to the people of Mufulira, is done and Mufulira becomes a transit town. In this way, we are going to ensure that Mufulira does not only provide or depend on mining, but also extend its trade through the transit and increase in traffic which will be coming through from Namibia, Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, going into Congo, which you choose the Mundola, Sakanya, Mufulira Road.
A 24-year-old man is on the run after allegedly attacking his 20-year-old wife with a machete in Chama district of the Eastern Province following a marital dispute. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred yesterday, Saturday, the 27th of September, 2025, after a marital dispute over rumors that the husband had impregnated another woman. He explains that brief facts of the matter are that the victim, Timanye Mutambo, has been married to her husband since November 2022, and that recently there have been rumors going around that her husband impregnated another woman, prompting her to confront the husband on the allegations, which resulted into a marital dispute and eventually into a fight after he picked up a machete and hacked her. Mr. Mwemba says the victim sustained severe injuries, including deep cuts to her head, neck and shoulder, as well as an amputated finger, and was rushed to Sitwe Health Post, for medical attention, and later referred to Chama District Hospital, where her condition is critical. He says police visited the scene of the accident, where they found bloodstains in one room, one-roomed grass-thatched house, while a machete and the amputated finger were also recovered from the scene. Castle Light Zambia has launched its Road to Abu Dhabi campaign, a lifestyle promotion that combines basketball, fashion and music. The campaign, now in its second year, offers consumers a chance to win a fully paid trip to Abu Dhabi to watch the NBA preseason games, and has partnered with local celebrities including rapper Cleo Ice Queen, Kalembwe and Prime Slick, both fashion designers, to promote the campaign. Speaking at the Road to Abu Dhabi launch in Lusaka, Castle Light Zambia brand manager Mwila Matoka explained that to participate, consumers could purchase Castle Light at local stores or online and enter the campaign through a digital platform. Ms. Matoka said the campaign aims to reward loyal customers and create memorable experiences, further stating that the brand is committed to bringing exciting campaigns to Zambian consumers. The two winners of the campaign from Lusaka and Ndola will enjoy a fully paid-for four-day trip to Abu Dhabi, including a yacht experience, exploring Dubai, and attending the NBA preseason game.
Castle Light Zambia Vision, obviously we've been around for years as a brand, and you know, we just want to ensure that we're bringing you Zambian consumers more exciting campaigns, and I think this year, after you know the unlocked platform, we're getting back to that place where we're really cool. We've always been ice cold, but yeah, we're doing really cool things that people can win and experience. this is year two. We're really excited. We're going to do bigger things. We're going to do longer campaigns.